2017 was a big year for us at the Hepatitis B Foundation. I'll give you a rundown of some of our accomplishments over the year. We started the year off with a fresh new look. We got a new logo. We also launched our national storytelling campaign, Just Be, Real People Sharing Real Stories of Hepatitis B, in partnership with Story Center and APCHO. 15 people have shared their stories to bring a human face to hepatitis B and help increase public awareness, decrease stigma and discrimination, and promote testing and treatment for hepatitis B. Look for new stories in the coming year. We have had a few additions to the HBF leadership team this year. Dr. Nat Brown, Ram Kapoor, Dr. Sue Wong, and Dr. Carol Brogard all joined our board of directors. Dr. Francis Cesari and Dr. Robert Perillo joined the scientific and medical advisory board. After 25 years of service, our amazing and dedicated co-founder, Joan Block, retired in June. Without Joan, we would not have many of the programs we have today, especially the ones that provide multi-platform, multilingual educational materials, newsletters, and email and telephone helplines. She also pioneered a robust advocacy presence in Washington, D.C., that has resulted in hepatitis B becoming a protected condition under the Americans with Disabilities Act to prevent discrimination and increase federal funding for hepatitis B and liver cancer research. May was definitely a big month, not only because we had numerous screening events and celebrations for Hepatitis Awareness Month, but also because we launched our Hep B Cure campaign. The Hep B Cure campaign is a national advocacy campaign to double the federal funding within 5 years for hepatitis B and liver cancer research and public health. Last March, we convened a virtual workshop with more than 30 of the world's leading scientists to determine the research needed to find a cure for hepatitis B and identify specific research programs, specific research projects in virology, immunology, and liver cancer, as well as strategies for expanding clinical research for therapeutic drug testing. The Hep B Cure campaign is calling for increased federal investment to accelerate the pace of research for a cure, which will also significantly improve health and economic outcomes. Our full plan can be found in our Roadmap for a Cure, which can be found on our website. Each year, we hold the Crystal Ball Gala, our signature fundraising event. This event gives us a chance to recognize individuals who have made significant contributions to hepatitis B and to our local Doylestown community. This year, Professor Mario Rosetto was awarded the Baruch S. Blumberg Prize for his discovery of the hepatitis delta virus. Marvin and Deanne Woodall were honored with the 2017 Community Commitment Award, and our own Joan Block was recognized with a Distinguished Founders Award. It was recently announced that HBF's president and co-founder, Dr. Timothy Block, was named a 2017 National Academy of Inventors Fellow. This is the highest professional accolade given to academic inventors who have demonstrated a prolific spirit of innovation in creating or facilitating outstanding inventions that have made a tangible impact on quality of life, economic development, and welfare of society. Congratulations, Dr. Block! Also, during this year, our programs expanded and our reach grew. We updated our website in 2016 and we're so glad to see that you found us. We're close to 1.5 million unique page views for the year, which is about 4,000 people visiting our website every day. The Hepatitis B Foundation grew its social media reach to over 14,500 followers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're close to 10,000 likes on Facebook. Hopefully we'll hit 10K before the end of the year. Ask your friends to follow us and like the page. The Hepatitis Delta Connect program had a breakout year since its 2016 launch, with over 11,000 website views from over 4,000 patients and providers in 92 countries. Hepatitis Delta Connect reaches 4,650 people on social media through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Not bad for the first of its kind outreach and awareness program. With Happy United, our national coalition, we distributed 6 mini grants this year and held 12 Hep B virtual training seminars, reaching 2,000 live attendees and nearly 6,000 online viewers. We also had a record number of attendees at our annual Hep B United Summit during World Hepatitis Day in Washington, D.C. Together, our partners screened 4,649 people, educated 11,884 people, and gave out 13,112 hepatitis B handouts, and were featured in 2 newspapers, 1 TV appearance with close to 500,000 views, and 1 social media video. Happy United has a social media reach that includes over 1,500 people across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our newest program, the Just Be Storytelling Campaign, has been very successful so far. We now have 15 storytellers ranging in age from 21 to 75, representing 10 U.S. states, and sharing a diversity of stories around HBV and liver cancer, transplantation, treatment, stigma, and disclosure. The Just Be digital stories were released on May 1st, 2017. In recognition of Hepatitis Awareness Month on HBF's YouTube and Just Be landing page. Since the launch, there have been over 60,000 views of the 18 multilingual videos. We want to thank our partners for helping promote these videos, including CDC Division of Viral Hepatitis Shot by Shot in California. And we are very proud that a few of the videos were selected for screening at the American Public Health Association Annual Film Festival and the Philadelphia Asian Film Festival. Our storytellers have been very busy this year. They have conducted local hepatitis B education in their hometowns and have given interviews with print, online, and radio news outlets. They have even written blogs to help spread awareness about hepatitis B. Our storytellers have been on the move. They have made multiple visits to Washington, D.C., to participate in a congressional briefing and reception, an FDA hearing, and an in-person panel at the Hep B United Summit. With our local efforts in Philadelphia, the Hep B United Philadelphia program screened 100 people, distributed nearly 700 HPV handouts through 27 community events, and educated approximately 650 individuals on hepatitis B. Throughout the year, we hosted 123 student volunteers from local university organizations, including APAMSA, Asian Pacific American Medical Student Association, that provide BMI, blood pressure, blood glucose, and vision screenings for an individual in attendance of our health fairs or screening events. Also, our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts have a following of 1,400 people. Our outreach team has been very busy this year addressing your questions and concerns about hepatitis B. Our counselors have answered over 2,200 emails, 3,650 questions on social media, and spent over 66 hours on over 400 phone calls. We think that 2018 will be an even bigger year. We're releasing our Journey to the Cure talk show and expanding our campus in Doylestown. We will continue to work every day to find a cure for hepatitis B and improve the quality of life for all those affected. We want to thank all of our partners, supporters, and friends in the U.S. and around the world. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat for all updates in the next year. See you in 2018!